It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to chat about some of the region's biggest news stories of the week. Governor Snyder is in Asia. It's his fourth trip there. Are these visits fruitful, Jack?
Well, these are things that aren't readily apparent. They aren't easily apparent. Everyone who knows anything about doing business in Asia knows it's a system of building relationships. I mean, it is everywhere, but especially in Asia. And it's not just like you go over there, sign a contract, have the grip and grin photos. You've got to build relationships, and it takes some time. But the governor clearly thinks this is worth doing. He said experience dealing with China before. It might be worth noting his predecessor, Jennifer Granholm, probably for reasons of appeasing the unions, refused to go to China at all. So there's some ground to be made up, and Michigan started out behind a lot of other states in this.
We learned some things about spending in the governor's campaign and new leadership for the Democrats this week. What were they, Jack?
Well, we learned from the Michigan Campaign Finance Network that what seems to be a fairly astronomical $47 million plus were spent mainly on broadcast advertising in the governor's race, about $26 million by the Republicans, $21 million by the Democrats, although most of it wasn't spent by the campaigns themselves. It was the so-called dark money, where we don't have the right to see where it came from. Of course, that's not as much. I think all that money together is about as much as Dick DeVos spent in 2006 in his losing race, but it's an awful lot of money. According to my, as I calculated it, the money spent on campaign advertising would be enough to pay the governor's salary for 299 years.
We heard from the Department of Treasury that some of the state's problem schools are reducing their deficits. But overall, what kind of financial picture are we seeing in the districts, Jack?
Well, it's kind of whack-a-mole, I think, in a way. I mean, of the five most troubled districts, three were somewhat better off, and two were worse in terms of deficits, especially Detroit. But there's no denying that Michigan school districts are in a lot of trouble. Some people feel that we need to do sort of a whole system-wide examination. There's a general consensus that Michigan has too many school districts. There's something like 550, and some people who know more about it than I think 300 would be a more optimal number. But people don't generally want to merge because that means someone doesn't get to be a superintendent and someone doesn't get to be the head football coach, etc. But I think we're likely due for, and I think economics will eventually necessitate, we really examine this on a sort of wholesale scale.
Some Detroiters can buy land, really cheap land, right next door to their own homes. Good idea for the city, Jack?
It probably is. What we're talking about is sort of vacant lots. There are homes next to vacant lots, and these things get strewn with trash and tires and everything else, and bad kids like you and me go play jacks in them. And I think what the idea is that the homeowner will buy this and have an incentive to keep it mowed, to keep trash out of it, to keep an eye on it. And there's an awful lot of land in Detroit and not enough buyers. So it remains to be seen how many people will take advantage of this offer. But to me, it makes sense.
Hey, Jack, thanks very much for everything, and I'll see you on Maui tomorrow.
I thought it was Kauai.
Uh-oh.